Israel has approved 69 new settlements in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The new plan seeks to expand the Hahumah Israeli settlement. However, Palestinian activist Dawood Hamoudeh says the move is part of a bigger plan to annex all settlements from the north of the West Bank to the E1 area in Bethlehem, ultimately turning the West Bank into a string of Palestinian ghettos.
These new units are to build continuous settlements or infrastructure that isolates totally Jerusalem neighborhoods, the Palestinian part, from Bethlehem district, which is the continuity of the Palestinian neighborhood. And this is part also from a bigger plan to create these connections, started from the north of the West Bank, from Ariel settlement until the end, until West Bethlehem area.
Jamal Jamal of Stop the Wall also told Press TV that Tel Aviv has no interest in peace talks and will not cease settlement activities under any conditions.
He says that Israel is continue building the settlements, regardless if there's like any talks or like any attempts to renew the negotiation supposedly between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And it is clear that that it's a message to the Palestinians and to the world and to everybody that whatever like the attempts to renew the settlement, then renew the negotiations, settlements is continue.
The Palestinian activist also says he has serious doubts about the future of talks between the Palestinian Authority and Tel Aviv.
What they are going to negotiate for? There is nothing to negotiate for. Israel made it impossible on the land, on the ground, for what they were doing for the Palestinians to achieve anything, any of their goals. Not any progress on 67 borders, which has been eliminated by the settlements. In Jerusalem, ethnic cleansing is going on systematically and intensifying the settlements there. So it's not going to be on any list of negotiation issues.
Hahumah is an illegal settlement south of Jerusalem al-Quds, occupied by Israel during the 1967 Six-Day War. The international community doesn't recognize the settlement because it goes against international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention relative to the protection of civilian persons in times of war. John Kerry's optimism of the so-called peace talks is being mocked by Israel through their acceleration and settlement expansion and one of the largest ethnic cleansing policies in the south of Israel. Both of these acts are violating the demands of the peace negotiations. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Jerusalem Al-Quds.